Afghanistan and Iraq are not the only wars in the minds of many people on this holiday. Commentator Baxter Black has been thinking about an earlier conflict.
We were watching the History Channel at Grandma's house. It was a story about the USS Enterprise being attacked. It was 1945. They were describing acts of heroism that occurred, stories of men risking their lives, staying with wounded comrades instead of swimming to safety, stories that never made the paper or were recognized, but were remembered. It was one of those moments when my son and I were both engrossed. I said, "Isn't it funny that the only person in this house who really understands what we're watching is asleep in his chair?" Grandpa Tommy, Kansas farm boy, junior petty officer on a rebuilt World War I destroyer operating as a troop ship on the Pacific Ocean, now asleep in his chair, 90 years old. He has no scrapbook of his service, no contact with those of his caliber who went through the cauldron of war, no medals or pins commemorating his contribution. When the subject of war comes up, his lighthearted response is, "I saved the world." Well, it's his joke. And the subject changes and the opportunity to ponder his answer disappears, which is unfortunate because he and countless thousands of others did save the world. And anyone who doubts that Germany and Japan had intentions of conquering us all is deluding themselves. Elected leaders make decisions of enormous consequence. They put the wheels of war, peace, conflict, and resolution into motion. Elected leaders ride into battle, voices loud, sabers rattling, and flash bulbs popping on the backs of men like Grandpa Tommy, who answer the call and, if they are lucky, come home to the welcoming arms of a thankful country. Political leaders are honored on President's Day. Grandpa Tommy is honored on Flag Day, July 4th, December 7th, Memorial Day, and I guess every day that I draw a free breath. And I am proud. And I'm going to tell him that I appreciate that he saved the world as soon as he wakes up.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.